One day, a few followers of Jesus asked him about the end times. They were all curious, as we are now and had been for a long time. All of us would like to know exactly, like the followers of Christ, when this will all end, don't we? Is there anyone among us who is not anxious about the future? With elections in the horizon, increasing deficit, dependence on foreign countries for our future and that of our children, disappearing social security and terrorism on our doorsteps, many live in fear. They want to know what will happen tomorrow. Tell me if there is any reason why our hair should not turn gray by the minute. So, going bald or turning blonde is not a bad thing after all. These things can hide our anxieties. Some of the pastors have predicted for years that the world is coming to an end, seeing all that going on. But let me assure you, this promise of the world ending did not just happen with some pastors now. It has been so ever since Jesus came into this world and made a promise of the end times. If we look into the Middle Ages and the years before and after, people died of various things in millions. They predicted the same in those times as well. I'm not therefore saying I or anyone should make light of the predictions of Jesus about the end times, but let us just leave them to Jesus. And what is Jesus trying to tell us through it? In this answer to the questions by the followers, Jesus talks about the value of time and the way we look at it. Jesus is telling them how things happen and what to do. What do we do about it? I have a question for you. When does your year start and when does it end? For some it starts on the 1st of January and for some it starts in the second week of September. And for people like me, it starts with the first week of Advent. For children, year ends in June and then it is fun time. It is a bonus time as they go into summer months, as it is filled with hopes for fun and fair and something interesting to do. Our concept of the end is so varied and so different. So is the beginnings. Why do our hair turn gray before it is time? Because we refuse to live in the moment with trust enough to face what God has for us in store. We anticipate and we project. We waste our time over which we have absolutely no control, and let go of the things we have a control of, namely a meaningful life, finding the parables God has set in front of us in the events of daily life, to find God. Why was there a meltdown of the stock market? Because our anticipation and projection thoroughly failed. Why are people losing their retirement? Because our anticipation and projections did not add up. Christ invites us to live our moment fully at this time. In the midst of prudence, Christ is inviting us to leave the end result for God to manage. I'm just talking about spirituality. If I cannot be prudent in living today as a spiritual being, then I cannot live as a godly person. I cannot live as a Christian. Let me try to talk about it differently. How about living a truthful life every day? How about living a prudent life every day? How about being a person who lives like someone who cares about life? How about sharing the good news of grace that you have been blessed with those you know and who would benefit from it? The stories of endurance, the stories of faith, the stories of love, and the stories of compassion, they are all parables through which God will talk to a new generation, and right now, and not in the future. You can truly become a messenger of God this day through all of it, instead of worrying about all that is to happen tomorrow. Share how you endured struggles and edify someone else this day. Make that a parable and an invitation for hope. People are hungry for those who faced life with courage, and you have some of them. People are looking for those that will help them to get to the next moment or next stage in their lives. Good news is always the news that makes someone feel good about themselves in the presence of God and truthfully, and increases their potential to serve God and humanity. Good news is that which empowers people to be truthful to themselves ultimately, and then through which to God. So today I invite you to change into a people of today rather than tomorrow. Let tomorrow take care of itself. This is the best way of living a full and a beautiful life at every moment this day. This was the invitation of Jesus to the followers who were worried about tomorrow and the end times. Let God take care of the end times, and you can take care of the present times. That's how Christians live, and that's what Jesus invites us to live this moment, and let the future be that of the Lord's. May God bless you. Amen.